Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. The latest drought monitor shows that drought conditions in Iowa have gotten worse. Justin Glisson, the state climatologist, says there's been an 18% increase in extreme drought conditions since last week's report. Some farmers have begun chopping corn for silage because most leaves in the stalks have died.
Corn is drying up out there. Soybeans dropping pods because of the heat and the dryness. Harvest is going to come at us fast given the drier conditions and the warmer temperatures that we've seen.
The biggest change in drought conditions has come in southeast Iowa. Sections of Fremont and Ringgold counties are the only areas of Iowa considered to be drought-free. Glisson says nearly 99.5% of the entire state is now in some level of drought. USDA began issuing drought monitor reports 23 years ago. Flood Valley Therapies has added a doctor of physical therapy to their operation this summer. Remsen native Megan Moss specializes in helping patients with Parkinson's, spinal cord injuries, stroke rehabilitation, and neuromuscular and muscular therapy. Moss is a graduate of Northwestern College and Creighton University School of Pharmacy and Health Professions. Three economic development groups are sponsoring a competition for startup businesses. It's called the Big Challenge, as Jesse Hendrich of Iowa's West Coast Initiative explains.
The Big Challenge is a pitch competition that is put on between Northwest Iowa Developers, Iowa's West Coast Initiative, and the Sumen Economic Development Corporation. So we are annually giving away a $10,000 prize pool for money for business ideas, startups, improvements to businesses that have been in existence for 3 years or less.
Entrepreneurs with ideas to build, innovate, and grow their businesses will present their ideas first online and later in an in-person competition.
It's not niched into any certain business sector. It's actually applied to, you know, anybody that's in business or has an idea. You can come in and pitch as little as an idea. But it's $10,000 in prize money, $5,000 goes to first place, $3,000 goes to second place, and $2,000 goes to third place. So anybody can apply as long as you have either a great business idea or an existing business that you're trying to make improve.
Applications are now being accepted for the competition. People will vote among the contestants for the best ideas, and Hendrich says the competition moves quickly with a winner determined this fall. The five finalists will compete Thursday, November 16, at the Wells Visitor Center and Ice Cream Parlor in Lamar's. They will pitch their ideas to a panel. That panel will then choose a winner. Applicants must come from seven Northwest Iowa counties, including Plymouth, Woodbury, and Sioux. Iowa-based LifeServe Blood Center is appealing for donors as it's on call through a national network to provide blood anywhere it's needed, as the hurricane that hit Florida Wednesday is now a tropical storm headed up the East Coast. LifeServe spokeswoman Danielle West says they've been in close contact with blood centers in Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas, all of which felt or are feeling the impact of Idalia.
They did not mention as many injuries as much as damage, so it's more about if the blood center can continue to function and collect blood, then they may not need ours. They're kind of assessing that right now and ensuring that all of their team members can still make it into work and they can still function as a blood center.
In addition to widespread power outages, there's damage from the powerful winds as well as heavy rains and flash flooding. West says blood centers in cities that were hit by the monster storm are regrouping and determining what they need. LifeServe has multiple offices in the Des Moines metro area and offices as well scattered across the state, including in Sioux City. LifeServe provides blood products to 161 hospitals, primarily in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. And a Sioux Falls man has been arrested on drug-related warrants from Lyon County, Iowa. The Lyon County Sheriff's Office's 20-year-old Joseph Hines was the subject of a high-speed chase through Larchwood in Lyon County last February. There were three warrants out for his arrest involving several felony drug possession and distribution counts. He was transported from the Minnehaha County Jail to Lyon County this week to face charges. He's held in the Lyon County Jail an $18,500 bond. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.